بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم ما بعد sleeping amongst people or in their pathway. سيدنا جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنهما narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade them from sleeping amongst people who are awake or in the pathway. Note, sleeping amongst people means sleeping amongst people of a gathering or a group of seated people. This naturally would make people uncomfortable. A sleeping person is unaware of his actions and conditions, which may eventually cause him embarrassment, similar as this would inconvenience people. Sleeping after the call of nature. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam woke up during the night to answer the call of nature. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam washed his mubarak hands and face and went back to resume his rest. Prohibition of sleeping alone in a home. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam forbade them from sleeping alone in a home. It is reported that Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, no person should undertake a journey alone, nor should any person sleep alone in a home. Note, the prohibition of sleeping alone in a home is based on sensible reasons. If a person suddenly experiences any difficulty or he would not be able to be helped in time, sleeping alone in a home has an eerie feeling about it as well. It is forbidden to sleep in any dangerous place. Zuhair rahmatullah alayhi narrates from a sahabi that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, every person is absolved of blame in respect of that person who sleeps on a raised structure and passes away after falling from it. In the same vein, people are also absolved of blame in respect of a person who undertakes a sea voyage in a stormy ocean. Note, the general ruling inferred from this hadith is that it is not permissible to risk one's life. A person sleeping on a roof that has no ridge is in danger after falling due to rolling in his sleep. He could also awaken and start walking in his sleep. Hence, we cannot claim that we are practicing on tawakkul after abandoning the basic principles of safety and protection. Do not sleep with soiled hands. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, any person who sleeps with soiled hands and is harmed due to that should blame himself only. Note, insects and other creatures are invited by the smell of food that soiled hands give off, and one could be harmed by that. It is best to perform salah immediately after meals. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, digest your food by performing salat and engaging in the remembrance of Allah ta'ala. However, do not sleep immediately after eating, as this hardens the heart. Allama Munawi rahmatullah alayhi also stated that one should perform salah after meals. One should not sleep until the food finds its way into the lower belly. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.